Hello and welcome to the ICIS Europe Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Catherine Sale, and with me today is Melissa Hurler, editor of the Styrene Butadiene Rubber Report. She is going to tell us about the progress of the February SBR contract negotiations. So, Melissa, how are the SBR contract negotiations for February progressing?
Hi, Catherine. So early SBR contracts have been agreed at double-digit increases because of the firmness seen in the upstream styrene and butadiene contract prices for February. Styrene emerged at a notable three-digit hike compared to the month before, and the European BD contract price was agreed at a double-digit increase of February. When styrene came out, SBR producers were targeting up to €70 a tonne increase for February. Prices that have actually been agreed have been heard between 50 to 65 euros a tonne for dry grade material and 40 to 55 euros a tonne for oil extended, depending on the starting point and account. One source said that if SBR sellers have to absorb some of the cost increase this month, then this could be a sign of hesitation from the buy side to accept the increases. So we'll have to see, you know, what will happen for the rest of the contract talks.
And what are your expectations for demand for this month?
February demand expectations are actually lower for both the tyre and the non-tyre sectors. So that's been heard from SBR producers. Even though expectations have been lower, there has been some feedback from the buy side that demand is still quite good, but it's still considered lower than the fourth quarter at the end of 2017. So compared to, you know, this time last year, so February 2017, the whole global market was highly different situation. Monumental feedstock hikes, and there was a real pull for export SBR material into Asia, which really restricted supply in Europe. This year, prices have been a lot more stable as a result. There's been some feedback that demand has been a bit disappointing for European producers sending material to Asia. There is still a somewhat wait-and-see attitude to how demand fares once the holiday period is over, and you know, to see if there'll be any restocking activity in Asia after the holiday period. So we'll have to see what happens.
Great. Well, thank you for explaining that, Melissa. Please join us again for the next instalment of the ICIS Europe Chemical Update. I'll catch up with all the latest news on the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS here in London, I'm Catherine Sale.